Welcome to BizHubs, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick-hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny and sometimes they're painful, but they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHubs is brought to you by Factor One. If you're an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Keith Fields. Keith has been doing online marketing for about 10 years. He sold physical products mostly when he started, about 4 years ago. He started working on digital products recently, getting familiar with far infrared technology, which has changed his thinking on how to view the future. This is the reason is what far infrared technology can do. He's going to share a bit about a digital odyssey. Keith, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Okay. Well, I'm like you mentioned, I've been in the business for about 10 years in a sense, but the digital products have I've been excited about in learning how to do videos, audios, and helping, present products and courses, that type of thing. As I've been involved with that, I'm looking at, how I can help other people know what they need, help them to understand, can I help you? And then when they realize that I'm helping them, and giving to them more than rather than trying to sell them something right off the bat, I want them to get to know me and trust me. And once I get to know them and trust me, then I can help them do anything in a way, as you might say. So the idea is they come to me and say, well, what's next? Because they've already saw what I've been doing in view of the products, the digital products. But as I've gone with the digital odyssey, you might say, I've come to get an idea back with a product. And the product that I wanted to mention was, and it has to do with far infrared technology. This is something that it's scientific proven that these what the property does is it helps for different areas, but what I'm looking at is food preservation and saving money and safe food. I'm introducing a product called Herbie. And Herbie is a small glass disc. And I got, I can show you a picture of one if you want me to do that, or you want me just leave it I can share, you want me to share what the glass disc look like?
I can, if you can.
Am I able to share my screen?
Well, this is an audio podcast, so people won't be able
to see
it.
Okay, that's right. I'm sorry. Okay, I got you. Well, it's a glass disc. It's small, but this glass disc has the far infrared technology in it, and it's infused in it, and it has it's patented product that the manufacturer has made. And what it does is you put it in your refrigerator and you forget about it. And when you forget about it, it enhances the flavor of your food. It preserves your food. Like one of the things that I've noticed was two things was like strawberries or different kind of maybe raspberries or something like that. A lot of times they don't last 4 or 5 days, with Herbie, what's happened, they'll go another 7 days. And it's been, I've watched it. I've videoed it and I've done it on my own. I've got other people that I've worked with. They've done it on their own. And here's what the thing is, it's a preserving of the food. And when you preserve food, then you're saving money because you're not buying it all the time. And I'm recognized around the world with the product. I've worked with several people. I've got people out in Africa I've talked to because of one of the things about the product, when you don't have electricity that runs 24 hours a day like we have here in this country, you may have electricity that runs half a day or something like that. They need something to keep things preserved because the spoilage is bad in a sense. And if you think about spoilage, our dumps, our landfills around the world have over 2.8 billion tons yearly. And that's waste. I mean, that's food waste. And when you think about that product being, food being wasted, a lot of this food don't even make it to the stores that's wasted in a sense. So there's an industrial avenue with Herbie because it can be designed in different shapes and different forms to fit like a cooler, a big cooler with its food or whatever. But when I look at what this product's done and my own testimony in a sense, I've taken bananas, I've left them outside on the counter, and I took two bananas with not Herbie laying by it and two bananas with Herbie laying by it. And I watched the color of the banana peel actually turn like iridescent yellow. It
Such an
was really
interesting.
strange. It was really strange. And then the other one, just like a regular banana, And so as 5 days went by, I kept an eye on them. And then the seventh day came by and I went ahead and opened both bananas to leave it out and to see the consistency was changing in the bananas that didn't have it, but the banana that had Herbie was still firm, and the texture of the banana was firm. So the next day I put it in my cereal, but the banana had a more it had a different taste to it that it was very pleasant and very I just it was it just had a different taste and texture that was very pleasant in a sense of what it did. And it that in my in a sense just told me, what is this product doing to this produce or this fruit,
Yeah,
but
that's such an interesting product, Keith. And I'm so glad that you're sharing it with us because it is really important. There's a lot of waste in the world, and there's also a lot of shortage of food in certain communities. So, who do you serve, and how can those people find you?
well, I've got a website that I'm selling. I've got the product on a website. It's furdist.com, and that'll take you to my website to where you can purchase Herbie and learn a little bit more about it. If you want to become a distributor, if you want to become a wholesaler, there's an avenue there. I've got a T-shirt that I'm using as a tripwire that shows the what I just told you about the 2.8 billion pounds of produce or food waste going to the landfills, and I'm using it as a tripwire where a person can pay for the postage and they get a free T-shirt with my with that logo on there. Do you want one?
Yes, of course. I will be running to your
I
website
will. I
also
will.
because I want that Herbie.
It may be a couple of weeks, but I'm in the process of getting everything set up to where I'm starting putting these together in a sense. Because if I get people involved with this T-shirt, paying nothing for a T-shirt just for shipping and handling, and then they can get in and look, I have more information on a funnel in view of what the product is, and
That's awesome,
eventually
Keith.
do
I'll
a
be running to get a Herbie, and also I want that T-shirt. Well,
okay, great, great. Okay.
that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Keith Fields, for coming on and sharing his story about Herbie. If you got a base app of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to baseapps.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One base app a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to FactorOne.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.